Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the color line if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And coming up on the show, it was inevitable, someone has officially been sexually assaulted in the metaverse.
I don't know if it's official, but there's a news story about it.
Well, what would make that official?
I guess if you reported it to the government and charges were brought against the assaulter.
Anyway, we're going to talk about that. North Korea is executing people for watching K-pop, also worth talking about. But I want to start out with this story from the United Kingdom, because we talk a lot about antidepressants and issues like that, because a lot of people in the United States, they at least are diagnosed with anxiety and depression and all of these other maladies that are largely 100% within their heads, right? And we encourage people to exercise, be more active, change their lifestyle, things like that, in order to deal with depression rather than just taking a bunch of meds that could make you kill yourself or go on a killing spree or, you know, just screw you up entirely.
Mm-hmm.
So doctors in the United Kingdom have now been advised to avoid dishing out pills to people with depression, and to instead encourage exercise.
All right.
Figures show that around 1 in 5 adults suffered from low mood. I wouldn't call that depression, right? But
it's probably what they call it in the UK, colloquialism or something.
True. During the peak of the pandemic, with deaths mounting and the country locked down. England already has one of the world's highest rates of antidepressant use, apparently, with more than 7 million people using the drugs.
Wow.
I wish I knew what percentage of the population
that
is. I assume that's what you were looking at. But new draft guidelines from the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence.
Roughly 1 out of 10 people.
Ooh, that is bad.
Yeah.
They're now telling medics to not routinely offer antidepressant medication as first-line treatment for less severe depression. It wants doctors to present a menu of options to patients with mild to moderate symptoms, including exercise, therapies, mindfulness, or meditation. So it's good of them to finally catch up to what people have been saying for the last several decades, that in most cases, you can't just hand someone a pill and make all of their mental health issues go away.
No, but people really just want that kind of easy solution, as though there's going to be an easy way out of something that was, you know, is a serious problem, right?
They do. I remember the one person who I personally knew who died from COVID-19, the 60-year-old obese, diabetic, horrifically out of shape guy who wanted to eat Burger King for every breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told his doctor. He's like, I don't understand why you can't just make me healthy. Just give me a pill and let me be on my way. And his doctor was,
you gotta be kidding.
No. They routinely told him, no, you have to change your lifestyle. You can't eat 3 sausage and biscuits from Burger King every single morning and expect that to not take a toll on your health. I can't give you a pill to fix that.
Dude with in his 60s, I just can't even imagine living for 6 decades and not understanding that you got to put some work in.
But that seems to be the case with most of these people, right? They just want to take antidepressants and have everything go away and don't want to fight the mental health internal battles that they have to fight in order to actually deal with that. They just think, oh, it's a magic cure pill. Now my depression is going to go away. No.
No.
It will lessen the symptoms, but if you want it to go away, you have to actually deal with what is causing that depression. Exercise, however, has been proven to boost people's moods and improve feelings of confidence and well-being if stuck with long-term. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Exercising and losing weight and being in better shape and looking better can increase your confidence.
The thing is, the depressed person, it's hard to get him out of the house, right? You can tell a depressed person, hey, dude, or dudette, or whatever, you could just go outside, take a short walk every day, you know, once a day, and that can help you. And they won't do it.
I know, and I know we've talked about these stories before of, you know, there was a story about, you know, half doing things instead of, if you can't do it all the way, at least do it part of the way or something. And it had this example of, you know, college students suffering from depression who were being told by their professors, okay, so you can't take a shower today because you're just that badly beaten by depression. Okay, but you can still brush your teeth. And it's like, they're talking about a group of people who are so caught up in mental illness that they can't bring themselves to get up and shower, much less even brush their teeth. A 3-minute exercise at most. So there is a large number of people who live in a world of depression that I've never even encountered.
I can't understand it.
It's hard to believe such a thing is even real. But if only if these approaches fail or the patient insists, should the NHS prescribe antidepressants?
I want drugs.
Yeah, I really wish that caveat wasn't even in there. The doctor generally is going to know what's better for the patient than the patient. That's why the doctor is the doctor.
They're the expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sure if the patient wants to go online and buy the pharmaceuticals instead, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
But having to get the doctor to prescribe you something against their best wishes or their best thoughts, not a good idea.
Go get some psilocybin mushrooms and,
That's what I did. I used to struggle with depression and anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. Do some shrooms, man. Battle the things that are causing you to be depressed and anxious and have a guide or a sitter, someone who is experienced with, shrooms. But you'll be fine and you'll feel a lot better.
And you did it yourself. You didn't do it with a therapist.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have PTSD or something like that, you may want to actually do it with a therapist if you can find one of these clinical trials that are using...
Or just find a cool therapist who doesn't care.
That's also true.
Yeah, just, you know, they can't give you the drugs, but if you get it and they're willing to sit with you, then go for it.
Absolutely. So Dr. Paul Crisp, director of the Center for Guidelines at the National Institute of whatever it was that has the acronym of NICE, said... People with depression deserve and expect the best treatment from the NHS, which is why this guideline is urgently required.
By the way, NHS is the government health system in the UK.
And I have a related story about it and about how it's just being totally overrun with nearly 40% of its patients are people who are just habitually visiting the doctor. And it's obvious why this would be the issue, right?
Because it's free.
It's free. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It costs them nothing, so... They'll go over every little thing multiple times a week, apparently.
I've got the sniffles, Doc.
Yeah, and it's bringing their healthcare system to its knees, as anyone would have expected. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown us the impact depression has had on the nation's mental health. Around 17% of adults experienced some sort of depression over the summer, down from 21% during the lockdown. Prior to the pandemic, rates were around 10%, so evidently people got more depressed.
Yeah. Well,
but that's
not
surprising.
Right. If people are so obedient and sad as to actually go inside when some government bureaucrats tell them to and keep themselves inside, that's going to be depressing. At least these people were willing to actually leave the house when they were allowed to. I guess they weren't. It was just a temporary depression for them. But it's just so sad because they could have just not had the depression if they would have just disobeyed in the first place.
That's true. And then they probably would have felt the opposite of depression, happiness.
Or maybe a little empowerment.
Yeah, because they had refused to bend over for whatever the government said simply because it said it.
Now, that said, there are some pretty scary stories out there. Apparently, an Irish woman is going to prison for 6 months because she violated mask orders. So, risk is involved in, acting like a free person. But I've got a related story about teenagers in the UK. Half of them, as of this summer, we're suffering anxiety and trauma, so-called, in the wake of the COVID lockdown. So it's not just depression. It's also just generally being effed up mentally in a variety of different ways.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine what it's going to do to the 4-year-olds or the 5-year-olds or the, even younger. Who this is the entire world that they know.
Yeah, somebody on social media posted some sort of conversation they had with their 5 or 4-year-old, and the kid said, something to the effect of, I don't have it in front of me, right? So something like, I've never known a world without COVID. Or, that's obviously sounds a little bit intelligent for a small child, but it was something to the effect of, like that. And that's really sad.
It is, and those people are going to be messed up for life during their most formative years. They couldn't see smiling faces. We talked about it before, played the videos of little kids on the sidewalk crossing going, oh no, there's people terrified of other human beings. They're going to be messed up for life, and according to at least one scientist or researcher locking down schools, it's just going to mess them up further. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up here, including the woman or man who got groped in the metaverse. It's Free Talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk- talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because it's the best place to go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency. If you don't know what your grandkids are talking about, or you've heard it mentioned here and there on the news and you still don't know anything about it, Bitcoin.com is where you need to go. Just click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take a few minutes out of your day to watch some very short videos that could lead you to some world-changing, important technology. And that's cryptocurrency, the blockchain, all of this amazing stuff that's already changing the world. And if you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, Bitcoin.com still has something for you. Their new site. Stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Alice on the lines. Alice, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so just like wanted to weigh in about the depression and especially the kids. So, like, you know, antidepressants are totally supposed to be used, like, just as a temporary thing with, like, psychotherapy and, like, a therapist to talk to.
Mm.
And I especially think, like, kids getting it, it's kind of like the whole Adderall type of rage back in the day of just, like, making them into a zombie. And to me, it kind of puts, like, 1984 in very clear view. So I was wondering what you guys think about that, and also what you would have to say about, you know, people with depression not having the motivation to get out, or the ones that, you know, were already okay with staying inside before the pandemic.
Well, my dog's trainer was recently with a different dog who was on Prozac. In order, yeah, right.
Wow.
And the very idea to me of a depressed dog, it seems counter to the entire nature of what a dog is.
Yeah, something's wrong with that owner, my opinion.
That's exactly what the issue was. And I would suggest the same thing is true of your average 5-year-old or 6-year-old or probably 7 or 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
If they're suffering from depression, drugs aren't going to fix that. You can't just give them Prozac. That's going to be the parents' fault.
Something's wrong at home.
Yeah. So that's probably just being used as a way for parents to not deal with whatever issues they're actually causing for their children.
Yeah, I mean, to the caller, or to our caller's point, the idea that these drugs are supposed to be temporary, I've not known people who've been on these antidepressant drugs who ever saw anything on the horizon about getting off of them. Like, it was always, this is something I will be on for life. And to me, that just sounds like a terrifying future and giving up. I mean, that's just awful.
Yeah, I've known a number of people who were on antidepressants, and they, if they saw some light at the end of the tunnel where they wouldn't be taking it every day, they never mentioned it.
Yeah.
It was a sort of a thing that
just a given.
Yeah. As far as people not being... Go ahead.
I had to be in a particular... not going to lie, I was accidentally sent to rehab one time. Different story, but that's where I learned that you're really only supposed to take antidepressant for like 6 months max. But you're supposed to couple that with, you know, talk therapy with a therapist. That way you can work with your issues and then gradually get off with it.
Right.
Or get off of it, rather.
That would certainly be better. Alice, thank you so much for the call tonight. They certainly do, at least in my experience. There's a huge therapy problem in my experience in the United States. They do, just, or probably in the world at large, they just want to prescribe people pills. They don't want to actually get into the underlying issues. They may pay lip service to it, but your therapist that you spend an hour with every 2 weeks or whatever, they're never going to be able to take you down into the labyrinth to slay the minotaurs that are haunting you because they're just not spending enough time with you. You do shrooms in a safe contained way with a sitter or something like that. Well, you have 6 hours right there by yourself to do it, and if you have enough baggage, you're going to end up down there doing it, whether you meant to just have a good trip or not, eventually. So antidepressants, definitely not the way to cure anything, and I can't imagine being one of these people who is like, this is it, this is going to make me better for the rest of my life. And I've never experienced any noticeable change from people on antidepressants.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like they seem happier or not depressed or anything like that. They just, it's a pill they take every single day. I was on them
maybe
briefly.
Maybe it feels different to them?
I suppose.
I don't know.
But their behavior doesn't seem to change. Mm-hmm. They don't become more active, more likely to have the energy to get up and take that walk or anything like that. So that could be a different issue in and of itself. But the United Kingdom medical system I wanted to talk about because I have a related story about, quote, frequent attenders who are more...
Oh, right.
Who are visiting doctor practices more than five times as often as other patients. Researchers from the United University of Manchester say these individuals make up around four in every ten consultations.
Now, this isn't some sort of new phenomenon. This is a thing when you give a service away, quote unquote, for free.
Yeah,
there's no payment made by the customer.
And that's exactly the next statement. This isn't a new trend either.
Right. I had not read this story, by the way.
The proportion of medical regulars has soared over the last two decades, years before the emergence of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
The findings explain the rise in workloads for general practitioners, with half believing the situation is risky. A relatively small number of patients are accounting for a large proportion of general practitioner workload, including face-to-face consultations, said Professor Evangelos Kontinopoulos in a media release. Frequent attenders appear to be a major driver for the increase that have contributed to perceptions of increased workload in general practice. Well, it's not just a perception of an increased workload. The NHS, as we've been talking about for years, is already overwhelmed. They don't have enough doctors to put up with the demand for medical care.
Well, they're government-run bureaucracies, so it makes sense that they wouldn't be able to meet the market demand. They have no real way of scaling to the market, and they don't really care, honestly.
And because,
yeah,
because it costs the patient nothing, they're motivated to go to the doctor over, oh, I stubbed my toe.
Right.
Need to go to the doctor. It doesn't cost you anything.
It's
so
a hypochondriac's dream. They can be coming down with all of the maladies, and they can spend all day long in the doctor's office if they want to.
I mean, and it sounds silly to say that, but yet here we are talking about this story where more than 40% of all doctor visits in the United Kingdom are from these, quote, frequent, what was the term they used? Frequent attenders?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was it. The findings come from an analysis of nearly 1.7 billion doctor's appointments involving just 12.3 million patients over 20 years. The results also come after the pandemic has caused severe disruptions to medical practices over the last 2 years.
And how many of them are just lonely? You know, just people who... They don't have that many friends.
Well, that lonely old lady can only go to church every Sunday.
Right.
So by Wednesday, she's got to have something to do.
As long as there's something you can say that's wrong with you, you can go see the doctor and all the nurses.
That's really sad. A poll earlier this year found doctors were working 11 hours a day on average. And that's averaging. It's not saying they're working 7 days a week, but they're working, you know, 16 hours a day on the days that they work, basically. And they work 6 or 5 days a week. There's more coming up here. We're going to talk about someone who was groped in the Metalverse, but first...
Metaverse, sorry.
A Irish woman given 6 months for not wearing a mask. We're going to talk about that. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is outlining his new strategy to deal with the growing COVID Omicron threat. The president saying getting vaccinated is key.
If you're not fully vaccinated, you have good reason to be concerned. You're at a high risk of getting sick. And if you get sick, you're likely to spread it to others, including friends and family. The unvaccinated have a significantly higher risk of ending up in a hospital or even dying. Almost everyone who has died from COVID-19 in the past many months has been unvaccinated.
The administration is buying a half a billion home test kits free for distribution to those who request them starting in January. 1,400 union workers at Kellogg's are voting to accept a new labor contract. The new contract is a 5-year agreement that includes raises and better benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is speaking out to describe his conversations with the White House.
As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they used to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is a winter solstice, the first day of winter and the shortest day of the year. Of course, today is 24 hours long, just like all the other days, but the sun will be up for no more than 10 of those hours and a lot less the farther north you are. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And I really wish I had thought about it earlier, but you should be watching us at video.freetalklive.com. That's our Odyssey channel. You don't have to worry about whether or not we're going to be there from day to day because we've been kicked off of YouTube or Facebook or wherever. I tried to title tonight's show very upcoming cringe or something, and it's not because of the tranny, but Twitch wouldn't allow me to do that. I wish I had thought about it then to just go in and manually change the Odyssey title to that, because there we can name our videos whatever we want. But no, I just changed it entirely. But New Jersey is being gross, and we're going to talk about that. We are free to be ourselves over on Odyssey. I saw a tweet from someone today complaining about how they made this 3-hour-long video analyzing the use of sex in Star Trek. I didn't watch the video because I don't care. But she put months into making this video and this analysis, and YouTube suspended the video. Or they took the video down for containing sexual content. The only clips were from, like, Star Trek and her standing there talking, but because the content was sexual, YouTube wouldn't allow it.
So just talking about sex was the problem.
Yes, so she appealed the decision, and they confirmed that it did not meet their guidelines. And I didn't tell her, but why are you still using YouTube? Go to Odyssey. You can upload this video there, and people can watch it. And if it's good, they'll love it. That's video.freetalklive.com. If you want to find our channel there, because it does allow you to actually talk about the things that are important to you and that you care about and that you're passionate about, whereas on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, all these others, you have to do as they're told. But let's go to the phones. We have Van calling from South Carolina. Van, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Van?
I'll get right to it, man. I live in South Carolina, and I'm about to move to Hawaii.
Oh.
No, I'm done.
To the flowered curtain.
I'm going to say something. You guys...
Hold on, man, because I'm curious. Are you really moving to Hawaii?
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Man, shouldn't joke about that.
I would recommend anywhere else, man.
Yeah, Hawaii sucks.
But No. No. I was born and raised in D.C.
Okay.
And blah.
So you're used to being in total tyranny and lockdowns.
Yes,
and
my dad's 87. It's like, look, I live in South Carolina. And I'm about to roll, but I listen to you.
So you figure, Van, the idea is you've lived under tyranny before, so you might as well go enjoy a beach while living under tyranny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
I might as well die. I'm 58, dude. I'm not I'm an old cat, okay?
All right, man.
Hold on, you said your dad is like 83, right?
No, 87.
How's he doing?
And he said, okay, go to Hawaii. You
okay,
don't
so he's still
me.
Alive, so you have a decent chance of living into your upper 80s.
Is he living out in Hawaii? Is that why he told you to go there?
No, he lives in D.C., dude. He was a government dude, man. I grew up in D.C. He's from Ohio, but he's a government, I don't know, CIA kind of dude. Mm. And I'm like, whoa, okay, Dad. I can't handle it, but I have grandsons in Virginia.
Been to Hawaii?
No, but I have a friend in Hawaii, and I'm an artist. I'm a cartoonist.
Okay.
And he lives in a tent. And he goes, oh, man,
Lou. Hell that's, yeah, that's man. What I moving have to on do. Up.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, secede. The secession thing you guys talk about.
Well, there is a movement for that in Hawaii, man. So you do have that going for you there.
I don't see that likely at all.
No, but I mean the secession here in the States.
That's what I'm talking about. In Hawaii, they have a movement to secede because they are one of the newest states. I forget if they're newer than Alaska or Alaska's newer than Hawaii, but those are the two, I believe, newest.
Alaska came first.
Okay, thanks.
The specific secession drive that Van is referring to is the one here in New Hampshire. He called a few weeks ago to talk about how secession is necessary, and after several attempts, we finally got him to understand that such a thing was already in place here in New Hampshire and was in the House of Representatives. So he's referring to that specifically.
Okay.
Go ahead, man.
No. I don't mean to interrupt you guys, man. I'm just saying, I don't want to be here when it goes down. It's going to get ugly.
You don't want to be here. Okay, I gotcha.
So you don't support
independence. So you would be against Hawaiian independence.
Yeah, man. And
I don't think you heard what I was saying. You would, just to clarify, Van, you would be against Hawaii declaring independence and becoming its own nation.
No.
You're in favor of that.
Well, no, Hawaii stays part of the United States that believes in the Second Amendment and going, whoa, wait, get the government away from us.
It doesn't sound like you've ever been to Hawaii.
It also doesn't sound like they would be seceding.
They're not in favor of the Second Amendment in Hawaii.
I haven't been there, man. Have you been there?
No, but I know a guy who used to live there, and he escaped from Hawaii.
Yeah, that would be Richie Rich, who does the show on Sundays here.
Yeah.
Oh, he said it's a bummer?
Oh, dude, it's the most tyrannical state in the United States.
They call it the flowered curtain for a reason.
Oh, wow. It didn't used to be.
But how do you know
it was? Yeah.
I have a friend there, though. He's like, hey, dude, man.
Your friend lives in a tent.
Yeah, no, but he's an artist.
He's an artist.
That's a fair point. Well,
there's nice weather.
House.
You can get away with living in a tent all year round in Hawaii, no doubt about it.
That's true. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Van. Definitely spend some time researching places you're going to move to, their cultural tendencies, their values, all of that kind of stuff. Don't just say, you know what, Hawaii's got nice beaches. I'm going to move there.
Yeah, do a little bit of research. For instance, there's a handy little website, freedominthe50states.org. Now, I had said to Van, without even really knowing for sure, I just knew Hawaii wasn't one of the better states when it comes to gun rights. Van mentioned the Second Amendment. Sounded like that might be important to him.
Understandably so.
And so I went ahead and pulled up freedominthe50states.org. This was just published, 3 weeks ago. This is the latest version. Numbers from 2019. This is the 2021 edition, so they get their numbers from 2 years prior because it takes time to calculate things. And it, beyond the overall numbers that they have, and I'll give you the ranking for Hawaii overall, it is number 49 out of 50. So you can only do worse if you're in New York. So you're moving. He's
so they're doing better than California. That's surprising, at least.
California, number 48. So right around the same. but as he said, he was from South Carolina,
yes.
That caller. So number 28, South Carolina, kind of mid-pack. Not really, you know, exciting or great, but still better than number 49 in Hawaii. But when you switch the – so, like, there's a different subcategories of different freedoms, personal, economic freedoms. They break it down. So they've got, like, tobacco freedoms. They've got health insurance. They've got alcohol. They've got asset forfeiture. They've got, I don't know, a dozen at least different subcategories and,
wow,
and different
rankings.
Wow, that
is extensive ranking.
It is. It is. And one of those subcategories is gun freedom. So I just went ahead and pulled up gun freedom here on the freedomofthe50states.org. And I don't know why, but it's bumping me back to the front page of the site. But when I was looking at the gun freedom chart, not surprisingly, Hawaii, number 50.
Oh,
Hawaii,
the worst.
Is worse than even California, where California ranks in at number 49. The bottom five here, number 48, Massachusetts, right next door here to New Hampshire. And then,
yeah, I was told very early on in my living in New Hampshire to never take my firearm to Massachusetts with me.
Don't even take a bullet.
Yeah, I mean, here in New Hampshire, it's just normal. But, well, I mean, back when I was allowed to have a firearm, at least.
Yeah, I don't see the actual, like, run. Oh, okay, switch from map view to the actual listing here. So bottom five on gun rights. Hawaii, California, Massachusetts, New Jersey at number 47. Rhode Island at number 46. Your top five, Kansas at number one. New Hampshire at number two.
No surprises there.
Arizona at three. Idaho at, I guess Idaho is tied for three with Arizona. And then number five is Vermont.
I'm really curious to know how you said Kansas was number one.
Kansas.
I'm really curious to know how they beat us. I mean, we have constitutional carry here. You can basically carry whatever you want, and you can buy a gun from any store in New Hampshire as long as you have a New Hampshire ID, and that's just to prove you're a New Hampshire resident.
That's a good question. You can dig into the details on the study.
603-283-6160. Hope you're not planning to move to Hawaii. It doesn't sound very free to me. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And we've been telling you about Intercoin for the last year or so, and now it can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Intercoin has launched this investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, with just an email address, which means you can actually keep your privacy intact. And you can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or whatever, trade them for Tether, and then use that to buy ITR, which is the investor Intercoin investor token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and find links to their exchanges like xmarkets.com and Uniswap. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. We have Idaho calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
You talking to me? You talking to me again?
Yeah, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Idaho Law, okay? But I also am known as Idaho Lorax, okay? Run for that Libertarian Party in Idaho. But enough introduction there. What I'm just concerned about is, of course, is what I deal with, of course, is radioactive health physics issues. So basically, in terms of people have been going through depression, one thing that's not done hardly ever is test for heavy metals in the body. Okay, plain and simple. People rarely test for heavy metals, even knowing heavy metals affect the brain in all the ways, basically, that you get depression from. Okay, now I particularly...
Can you give me an example of heavy metals that you mean?
I'm humble about them. With heavy metals I published, what I'm referring
Anthrax,
to in
Megadeth,
my area is called
Metallica.
Lutz disease. Okay? It's called Lutz disease. And basically it's all heavy metals with the uranium heavy metals as well. Okay? And then to top it off, we put it in your food. We make it here in fertilizer. We put it in your foods and it goes all over the country. We've been doing this for 70 years.
Why would you do a thing like this, Laura?
What?
Why would you do a thing like this?
I don't do it.
I must have been confused because you said we've been doing this for 25 years.
Well, I'm here to try to stop it in Idaho and to protect the country, okay? That's what I do here.
Can you give me an example of these heavy metals that infect people's brains or whatever it is that's happening?
Basically, the uranium materials that is mined from the largest uranium deposit in the United States that they make the fertilizer from, and FMC Corporation that they use for weapons-grade stuff, and they process it here. Lots of stuff you can look up in Idaho about this stuff. Okay, those heavy metals are basically all there present in this deposit because it's a very unique, rare heavy metal deposit, and those things are put in fertilizers, and then it travels through the food chain because we put it on the food.
If this was true, okay.
Tobacco company.
If this was true, you could take a Geiger counter to any field in the United States that's growing crops and you could test it for radioactivity.
I think he's suggesting that they're doing it at the factory.
No, I'm telling you, you can do that in the fields, yes. And the tobacco company contacted me at a forum here in Idaho and wanted to know how the uranium was getting in their cigarettes. And I'm the one that helped them on that. And that was in the 1980s.
Well, congrats on that, Idaho Laura. I've never heard anything about uranium-poisoned food or anything like that.
Well, apparently he's trying to explain that, that, you know, look out, they're poisoning you. I mean, this is definitely a conspiracy theory that's been out there for a while.
I've never heard
it. Government's been poisoning food in various... The first time I heard about the uranium version was from this caller. He's called once before, previously. And, you know, there's just, you know, people in the conspiracy world, they believe that food companies are poisoning them. I mean, that's not a new theory. The uranium aspect seems like a new aspect to it.
It's undoubtedly true that food companies are poisoning people. Not on purpose. They're just trying to create more product in a more efficient way because they've industrialized the food production process. And as a byproduct of that, human beings in the United States are just being systematically poisoned by far too much corn syrup and sugar and far too much stuff like McDonald's and Burger King and these ultra-processed foods that don't resemble actual food.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, certainly I think some people have legitimate concerns about some of those ingredients. The reality is if you pay attention to what you buy, you can find things that don't have that. Bonnie and I, when we go to the grocery store, we do look actively for products that don't have corn syrup. And it's not, you know, I mean, I would say the majority of them seem to have it, but it's not impossible to find alternatives.
No, absolutely not. But if people aren't looking for that because they don't know it's an issue, then they're just ingesting corn syrup 24/7 in every single meal. And then they go, you know, 40 years later, why are half of Americans diabetic? Oh, well, it's because you put sugar in everything and you didn't tell people you did it. You did it just to make the food better for them. And so they started ingesting massive amounts of sugar and had no idea they were even doing it, which is sad.
Well, buyer beware.
Yeah, it is. But let's get back to this story about the... Actually, no, I wanted to get into the 6 months for the Irish lady. I don't remember how old you said she was. I almost called her a grandmother.
She's grandmother. She's 66 years old. Her name is Margaret Buttermer. And the story here from activistpost.com. And she has now been sentenced to a year in prison. Will be spending Christmas behind bars.
A year in prison.
After violating the nation's mask mandate, she will, according to the story here, 6 months is being suspended. So she actually has to serve six, and then six is suspended over her head.
Oh, well, thank goodness. They're only sentencing this grandmother to 6 months in prison.
She was initially in prison last week after breaching her bail terms by going Christmas shopping after having been ordered to stay away from stores. According to a report by the Irish Examiner, Buttermer was sentenced after being found guilty of not wearing a mask in a restaurant. The judge presiding over the case made reference to what he calls the grandmother's absurd selfishness and willful disregard of others.
So let's back all the way up and analyze this. So she was initially not wearing a mask in a restaurant.
That's right. Someone called on her.
She got arrested for that, and part of her parole conditions or her release conditions for while she awaited trial or whatever were that she couldn't go shopping.
Correct.
And she then went shopping and got rearrested.
Violated bail. Now she's going to go to prison.
So she's
or jail.
She's going to jail because she went shopping and not because of the initial offense.
Correct. The judge in
that
the case...
That makes it just a little bit worse that they arrested this grandmother for going Christmas shopping and not for being one of these people refusing to wear a mask in a restaurant or whatever.
He also, the judge, refused to hand down community service to the woman, claiming it would be contradictory to do so as she was engaging in, quote, persistent community disservice.
Isn't that when you would want to use community service? To make someone feel like they're more part of their community.
Well,
or whatever.
I think he's suggesting that she's a danger.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch out for those 70-year-old Christmas shopping grandmothers,
right,
man.
You can't have this lady going around and, you know, putting fresh flowers in the community planters or something as community service because she might not wear a mask while she's doing it and thereby put the entire community in danger. So she's better off in a prison cell, according to the judge. The 66-year-old now has multiple convictions for breaching public health guidelines, having been jailed twice for her actions. Buttimer had no previous convictions prior to the pandemic, according to the Irish Independent.
Man, she's hardcore, dude.
Yep.
Law-abiding citizen turned into a criminal because she refused to wear a mask.
They do also have a COVID passport system. And the wearing of face coverings in shops, restaurants, and public transport has been mandatory in Ireland since last year, with the country having yet to relax the measures since their initial implementation.
So they've been having to wear masks this entire time for the last 18 months or so?
Apparently.
God, that's terrible. I mean, at least here in the United States, we did get that brief reprieve. I just have to feel bad for the people, especially here in Keene, after Keene passed its mask mandate requirements and all of that. Because I know a lot of people got the shot just so that they could take the mask off, right? Because that's what they were told. It's your reward. You get vaccinated, you can take the mask off. And now they're being told, no, you have to put that back on.
The Keene mayor actually said in his closing statement when they voted the mask mandate in last week that people should wear masks inside their own houses on Christmas.
I'm not surprised. I mean, these people in government are crazy. The one in Keene is no less crazy than any other. They want control. They want authority. But, of course, they did, as rumors have it, then immediately go to a party afterward. At least 10 of them did. And they
That's
probably weren't wearing masks there, if we're being honest about it.
Probably not.
Because the rules aren't for the rulers. They're for us peasants.
Clearly. And you can see that in full display when you see, like, the Hollywood elites at their parties. They don't wear masks, but the servants do.
Yeah, or Chris Christie or whoever it was, Anthony Fauci at the baseball game not wearing his mask. There's countless examples of this. And I don't know how to do anything about it except just don't obey. Do like this 70-year-old grandmother and just do what you want. Be free. And if enough people do that, they can't stop it. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.